Okay, Trekside Live, ekritingnews.com. We're here at the Cold Stone U.S. Grand Nationals. We're here with Austin Versteeg, junior max driver. Austin, it's been about kind of a battle from the back. You had some issues in qualifying. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Yeah, I went out for my outlap on qualifying, and the front bolt sheared off the front left tire, so the tire came off on the outlap, and I didn't get a qualifying lap. So that that put us in the back for every heat race.
So you started 24th in all of your heat races, and you've translated that into three top eight finishes. Yesterday was a good finish, and both today top five and an eighth. What's been key to getting back up to the front?
Well, yesterday I think everybody had the jitters, and there was quite a few wrecks. So yesterday I was just keeping my nose clean. We've been really fast all week, and I was able to work my way up to fourth, and I was catching the lead group. And then today, in the second heat, was the same thing. There was a crash on the front straightaway. And I actually had to go four wheels in the dirt down the front straightaway to get around it. And we lost quite a bit of time there, but I still pushed hard, made a lot of clean passes, and ended up fifth. And then the final heat race, we actually had some trouble. I went to get on the throttle for the start, and it was actually stuck close, so I had no throttle for a couple feet, and I had to actually kick my throttle, and it finally opened up. So we lost about 8-9 carts there, and I had to battle my way back up. And I ended up eighth. I think if we didn't have that troubles, I was catching sixth and seventh fairly fast, so I think we could have had six. But overall, I'm happy because you know, we were back there. We had a lot of dangerous things happen around us, and it looks like we'll be starting pre-final tomorrow.
So this is your home track. So you've started racing here. You've known this track ever since you got into a kart. What type of changes have you guys been doing to kind of go with the amount of grip that's getting laid down on the racetrack?
Really, we're just, you know, going session by session. This is actually my only third time driving a Rotax Junior here. You know, everybody, you know, I haven't been out here in a long, long time since the SCUSA Summer Nationals, and that was going the other direction. So, you know, the shootout was my first time driving the kart here. So it's what they're doing. We're all working together really well, and I'm very proud of our results.
What type of changes are you looking to make towards tomorrow? Obviously, it's been hot. It's going to stay hot. Are you trying to get less grip out of it, or is it just mainly engine work that you guys are doing?
For sure, we're trying to work on chassis a little bit. You know, that last heat race, it wasn't quite where I thought it needed to be and the team thought it needed to be. For sure, with the air and the humidity and the altitude here, we're having to work a lot on the carburetor. So for sure, we'll be making a little bit of chassis and engines.
What's your goal pre-final-wise tomorrow? Is it to try and just be in the top five, or do you want to work your way all the way up to the front right away?
Well, right now I'm not quite sure where I start. I know it should be somewhere around 8th or 9th. We've heard as good as 7th or 5th, but that would be amazing if it was 5th, you know, especially coming from the back.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just content with starting in the top 10, and, you know, if we can just cut that in half in the pre-final so we can be in the middle. But also I think if everything goes well, we can have the pace, and if I drive well enough, we could have the pace to maybe start in the top three for the final. So it all just depends, you know, and we're going day by day, session by session.
All right, well, best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.